Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. A US doctor working at Nasser Hospital in Gaza has today begged Donald Trump's Middle East envoy to come and see the reality of what is happening on the ground. Dr. Tom Adam Kivitz said the majority of the hospital's patients have signs of malnutrition and many children are passing out literally during the day and injuring themselves. Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, arrived in Israel this afternoon. This week, of course, two leading Israeli rights organizations said Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza constitutes genocide against the Palestinian population. B'Tselem and Physicians for Human Rights Israel released separate reports based on studies of the past 22 months of conflict. Well, I'm joined now from Israel by spokesperson for Physicians for Human Rights Israel, Aziel Abouras. You're very welcome along to Drive Time this evening, Aziel. I want to get to you.
Good evening, Claire.
Good evening. I want to come to you first on the comments we heard from US doctors today that the majority of Nasser Hospital's patients have signs of malnutrition. I'm sure that's something that may be reflected in other hospitals right around Gaza, and that many children are passing out literally during the day and that they're injuring themselves. I mean, what do you make of that when you hear that assertion from a doctor in the US?
Right. So it's 100%. The majority of children arriving to Nasser Hospital have visible signs of malnutrition. We see this, you know, we see this ourselves, and it's the pictures are all over the news, all over the world. We see thin limbs with sunken eyes. We see, you know, rib cages that are visible, organs almost, you see that, right? But it's not something that happened in this week. It's been months of deprivation, months in which aid has been blocked. And just like in Nasser hospitals, most hospitals are basically reporting same conditions. And it's not just children, right? Children are the first to feel and to show this malnutrition because of their bodies. But also we are hearing also adults, whether with chronic diseases or not even, we are seeing on the videos and testimonies of women falling from hunger, from malnutrition, because their feet, their legs cannot hold them anymore. And what I'm making out of it is that, unfortunately, and it pains me to say that, of course, it's good that, you know, international, there's international kind of attention to this, but it's painful that it needs to get to this point where you actually see the ribcage of children to get that, to get to this attention. Unfortunately, Palestinians have been calling that there's, you know, there's have been a blockade since the beginning of March, right? Israel have blocked aid and food since the beginning of March, and Gazans have been calling that they're hungry.
And certainly this has been highlighted in your report. It's a 65-page report from B'Tselem and yourselves. It's the first time you've issued such a condemnation of your own country, asserting that the war on Gaza is meant and designed to erase Palestinian life, that Israel is carrying out a genocide. How did you come to this conclusion, and why did you come to this conclusion at this point?
Right. So we've been documenting Israel's conduct in Gaza for the past 22 months. Our organization is focusing on health and the right to health. We've been documenting it for years. But this war is different. This genocide is different. We've seen a pattern that we've seen it similar, but never to this scale, never to this amount, never to this intensity. And this pattern is... it's a policy. It's not just a pattern of conduct. It's a policy that is intentional. And we were able to trace it back to the beginning, back to the first weeks of war, when the Ministry of Health in Gaza have said that the healthcare system is collapsing mm-hmm. few weeks in. And the reason for that, it's the targeting, the systematic targeting of hospitals, of medical personnel, of paramedics, and conditions of life. Looking at this pattern, which is have been conducted throughout the whole, all of the 22 months, almost without pauses, except during the ceasefire earlier this year, and throughout all regions, there was no region in the Gaza Strip that was even the so-called humanitarian spaces. Mm-hmm. There was no hospital that was spared. There was no clinic that was spared. According to WHO and the Minister of Health, 33 out of the 36 hospitals in Gaza have been damaged, or at least have been targeted.
And indeed, directly. Yeah. And we heard from your executive director, Dr. Guy Shalev, that silence mm-hmm. in the face of genocide is simply not an option.
Right.
Many might say, did it take 22 months to come to this conclusion from a human rights organization within Israel, and indeed from yourselves as doctors who know exactly what it would be like on the ground there, who've seen the pictures, who've seen the videos, who've heard testament mm-hmm. from their own colleagues. Does that point to a pressure, a reluctance in Israel about how they are viewing this war on the people of Palestine?
For your first question, our report is a legal report. We are compound. We chose to analyze through the Genocide Convention legally. And yes, it's not something it's not something that was that happened last month. It's a decision that we've been considering for more than half a year. We've been documenting. We've been legally drawing our analysis. But our report, it's not one of a kind, and it's not coming. Researchers, Palestinian organizations, genocide scholars have been saying that this is genocide even more than a year ago, mm-hmm. and we see it as another report. We see it another report, another layer, another block within this international movement that has been legally and morally calling what is happening
briefly,
as a genocide.
Briefly, Aziel, do you think Israel will listen to this report coming from within their own country?
Not at all. I can tell you that by mainstream media in Israel, there was almost no coverage, only by few. It's maybe four outlets. One of them is Super Left News. They're almost mainstream media did not show it at all. Israeli public is blind to what is happening. Some is blind because of the media, the Israeli media, who is part of this genocide. They are complicit in this genocide. And the second, if they know, they justify it. And it's, I don't know, which is worst. You don't know, or mm-hmm. you know and you justify it. I think both are worse than the other. But to your question, if this report will create some kind of pressure, not to the mainstream media, but what we hope is more organization will follow this, and maybe with us calling it genocide, we will quote unquote normalize it, make it possible for other organizations that are on a verge
to
of
also, to also speak out.
Exactly.
Aziel Abouras, Physicians for Human Rights Israel, we do appreciate you joining us on Drive Time this evening. Thank you for that.